Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Another crazy week. Almost in the rear view, we'll take on that cultural cacophony in measured doses, because we've got lots of music to surround ourselves with. Your Forgotten 45, by the way, are in the mix, as are you. A little creative boost as well. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Joining us live on Friday, June 18th. It's 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the east. Facebook page, pop in the chat box available for live riders, and Twitter, of course, remains 24/7. On ahead, I'll be helped by the talented TCS crew. As usual, it's Trudy and Aurora in the booth. ML Headquarters Show is brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The universe runs in Dunkin'. Enjoy all your favorites. They've got their iced lattes ready for the summer season. The universe still runs on Dunkin'. And also by PopNet, of course, arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24/7. You know they feature select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. Went a couple of doozy rounds this week, hence the more music. So why can't we be friends for an hour or so, or more? Welcome aboard. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Amy Beth Arquisha, Winkin' a Nod to Donnie, and Jeremy via Twitter and the PopNet chat box, respectively. Thanks for chiming along and taking along for the live ride, folks. Also, Bruce Springsteen, I love that one for The Rising, Let's Be Friends, and War, Not Such a Forgotten 45, for both Nixie and Shelley, both hearty regulars. So happy to have you guys along. Why can't we be friends? Because there are no honest brokers, or I should say very few honest brokers, in the GOP. The latest, it's an outrage, but it's not a shocker that there are certain members of the GOP that refuse to acknowledge the bravery and bestow awards upon the Capitol Police that actually saved their hides on the insurrection day of January 6th, because the GOP is still trying to deny that the day even happened. Remember when they said it was a false flag event, that the protesters and the disruptors were all Antifa or Black Lives Matter protesters? That went out the window. Then they said, oh, it was just a tourist day, nothing to look here, nothing to see, no harm, no foul. Now there's talk the FBI were involved. Well, we saw it unveil on live television. More and more footage, the video comes out, and each snippet is more horrendous than the one we saw before. I mean, this was a horrible day. Backbencher Andy Clyde from Georgia, the one who said it was just a tourist day, he, by the way, is captured on video trying to barricade himself in behind the doors on that day, refused to shake the hand of Michael Fanone, one of the officers that was seriously injured. The man suffered a serious brain injury and a heart attack. He refused. He didn't vote for the medal, of course, for Fanone and the other officers, and he refused to talk to him. And when he started talking to him, Clyde pulled out his cell phone and started recording him, as Fanone said, treating me like a criminal. Outrageous behavior, I would say, on the part of the GOP. Just outrageous behavior. Donald Trump, of course, has said, they shouldn't have gone in, of course, but it was a nothing day. I mean, everything was fine, and it was a beautiful day. That's how he called it, I believe. They were hugging and kissing the police. Of course, if you look at the footage, you know otherwise. We see it. This is taking American gaslighting to a whole new ridiculous level. It's gaslighting on steroids. Just nuts. Twitter, AB Riots, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, too, if you happen to find yourself joining us for the live Friday, June 18th show. You can also do Twitter, of course. Most people do Twitter live or on podcast, but it's there 24/7 at AB Wright. So what say you about this or anything else? Ricky says, seditionist Kevin McCarthy was able to fly all the way to Mar-a-Lago to meet with the traitor who attacked our country, but he refuses to meet with U.S. Capitol officer named Michael Fanone, who almost died protecting it. They keep saying who they are out loud, and we just keep ignoring it. You know what, Ricky? I kind of agree with you. It's not good. And we have to wise up. We have to wise up because, you know what, the GOP wants to be the party of the blue. They're always saying we stand with the blue. They're not standing with your own blue, the Capitol Police officers. These people protect you on a daily basis, and they certainly were there, and protected lives. I mean, these people took it really hard. They were hit over the head. They were bludgeoned with flagpoles and sprayed with bear spray. I mean, it was just outrageous. It was an outrageous, horrible day. The people who did it were not Antifa. They were not. It was not a false flag event. They were not planned by the FBI. And the thing is, every time they get arrested and charged, they say they were doing it on behest of their leader, Donald John Trump, and, of course, his cohorts like Rudy Giuliani and Mike and Mo Brooks, who made these speeches to rev up the crowd and incite the violence that day. We saw it. We saw it. Admit it. They say they did it when they get arrested. And there was this guy, I don't know the man's name, and I don't want to give him any credence, who was a former Marine and a former New York City police officer just arrested. He is seen on tape doing all this and causing a lot of mayhem. They're trying to make a hero out of this Ashley Babbitt woman who, I'm sorry she died, but she was breaking into the Capitol. She was doing something unlawful when she was shot and killed. She was a threat. That is the truth. I'm sorry anybody had to die. I'm sorry she was also a veteran. They're trying to make her into a hero. Just because you're a veteran doesn't make you a hero. Timothy McVeigh was also an Army veteran. I mean, you can still be a terrorist once you do something better. People that commit murders who are veterans, that doesn't sanction it. Police officers go rogue like Derek Chauvin. It doesn't, you know, just because you were at one point in the military or in the police force does not make you pure for life and does not make you a hero for life. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry this person had to lose her life. She apparently was swayed into the cult. She drank the QAnon Kool-Aid, all of that. And I'm sorry that she lost her life, but she was doing something nefarious. She wasn't doing something wrong. So, you know, you pick your they're picking sides. The hypocrisy is just outlandish to me, and it's something which we have to reckon with, and everybody has to come to grips with it. Fanone, by the way, Brian Sicknick, the officer that died that day, both voted for Trump. Trump is mum on this because they're not heroes to him because they were protecting Congress because they were trying to protect, you know, do the lawful thing. They're not heroes. They would be heroes if they let these people in and allowed them to wreak havoc on the place and, of course, somehow managed to overturn the Democratic vote. So far, democracy is holding, but it's holding by a threat. Biden did beautifully, did he not, with Putin. You know, we're not getting much out of it, but he showed his colors, and we got back to some degree of American normalcy, thankfully, for now. Always think about for now, because we have to vote for those voting rights. A beautiful day yesterday with Juneteenth being declared and signed into law as a national holiday. It's the first time we have a new national holiday since 1983, I think it was, Martin Luther King Day. Very powerful day, but we have to fight for what's behind it. Understanding our heritage, the good, the bad, the ugly, etc., and also fight for voting rights. Because the same day that they signed Juneteenth into law, state legislators across the country are trying to make it harder and harder for people to vote, especially people of color. Think about that. And what's going on in Congress, dysfunctional. We have Manchin trying to come up with an alternative to the Voting Rights Act, to, you know, paring it down. When Stacey Abrams said she agreed with it, and she, again, because like I always say, incremental changes are better than no changes, suddenly McConnell and Roy Blunt and other GOP folks are like, well, no, it sounds like it's Stacey, it's not Joe Manchin's proposal, it's Stacey Abrams. It's not. It's Stacey Abrams saying she agreed with him. But because Stacey Abrams sanctioned it, suddenly, forget it, we can't like it. I don't know when people are going to get wise to this. Supposedly, if you go by polls, and you know I'm loath to go by polls, but majority of people in the country, not just Democrats, certainly a lot, majority of independents, and even a large share of Republicans want to see some of these things happen, believe in and are sanctioning Joe Biden's agenda, and he has got a very high approval rating in the upper 50s to low 60s, depending upon the issue. But the representatives are not representing. We have to vote these people out. That's what has to happen on all levels. You got to take the, you know, pull out these GOP who are not going along with it. I know there are a couple of good ones, like Kinzinger and Liz Cheney and Romney or whatever, but most of them, not so much. So reclaim your party, folks. I know they're trying, or start a new one, and let's get the ball rolling, because these people are craven, they're cynical, and they're desperate to just cling to any scintilla of power. It's just ridiculous. John on Twitter says, cop beaten in Capitol riot slams coward GOP lawmaker refused to shake his hand, Michael Fanone, turned away by Andy Clyde. Yeah, who is this Andy Clyde guy? Who the heck is this guy? He's in Georgia, another one from Georgia, where Marjorie Taylor Greene hails. Georgia, you got to get your act together. You got to get better representation. It could be Republicans. That's okay. If they're going to be sensible people and do the right thing and be honest about it. I mean, you do have that guy, Ratzinger, the Secretary of State, whose life was threatened when he held up the vote and did the right thing, went against Trump, and Trump was threatening him. And now he got death threats, this poor man and his family. I mean, it's ridiculous. There are some good Republicans. There are, but they're few and far between. Stand up for what's right so we can preserve the democracy. That's the point. So we have to be vigilant on the voting rights. Let's follow Stacey Abrams around the country and see what she's doing with this. But we have to shore this up. And they talk about voter IDs. I'm okay with voter IDs as long as everybody gets one. Every state has their own rules. Texas, for example, you can use your gun license as a voter ID, but you can't use a student ID. Makes no sense. Manchin proposing things like use a utility bill. That makes sense. Something that most people can have. Or issue IDs to everybody. That's fine. Because not everybody has a driver's license. You know, again, this whole idea with, like, mail-in voting, why is that a bad thing? Everybody can do it. Easy access. People should have easy access. There's no such thing. None of these things increase the cheating, and there are very few cheating. And every time you hear about a cheat, or we heard about a cheat in the 2020 election, it was all, you know, they said we got to purge the rolls of dead people. Do it. That's a clerical error, by the way. Most people are not voting on behalf of dead people. The couple of times that it happened, there were people voting for Trump. Just saying. So that's the reason why... you know, we can't find true blue friends. You want true blue friends? Go to the Democrats. That's enough. And a classic from Madonna for Marcy. Thanks for chiming in, ladies. Appreciate it. On the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
You got to have friends. The feelings are so strong. You got to have friends to make that day last long. I had two friends, but they're gone. Something came and took them away, and from the dusk till the dawn. Here is where I'll stay, standing at the end of the road.
Sinclair. I'm Amy Bethurkley Shepherd Giselle. And Todd Rundgren with Daryl Hall, Can We Still Be Friends? And dancing all the way back to the mid-'80s, 86-ish, I think. Madonna and True Blue. Well, we were all younger then. Higher hair, younger. Some of the clothes are crazy. But good stuff indeed. Hey, this is the Amy Bethurkley Show. Happy to have you tagging along and listening live. It is Friday, June 18th edition. And we have this online up and running because so few folks do that. I was just opining with another former radio colleague about how the good old days when folks used to actually call in. We don't do that as much here. 347-857-4505, but you can try it. Most of us do it via social media. We have the PubMed chat box and the Facebook page available should you be joining us for that live show. And Twitter, of course, you know, is 24/7, live on podcast at AB Wright. From the PubMed chat box, Mike says, good show, love the music. You're calming us down and revving us up at the same time. It's no small feat. Thanks for doing it. You're welcome. Love doing it, Mike. And Melinda says, you're right. You can't be surprised anymore with the GOP antics, but the outrage is all there. McConnell, by the way, has got to go. Yeah, among others. He's an obstructionist, but a whole bunch of them really got to go. And I don't know what's going on with Chuck Schumer. The Democrats have to get a message, and they've got to push things through. And, you know, Manchin, Sinema, all those people, I'm a progressive, they all have to work together and coalesce. And that's why I love Stacey Abrams. You know, she's willing to take incremental changes. AOC, these other people who are more progressive are saying, okay, let's do something. So they're pushing it, but I'm not sure where Schumer is. We got to work on that. We need messaging. We need help. We need people. I'm glad to see some folks in the Lincoln Project getting involved actively with the Democrats, like Kurt Bordella, who used to be, I think, a Boehner. Wasn't he a Boehner aide? He was a Republican, and then he went with the Lincoln Project, and now he works for the DCC, so maybe we'll see some messaging there. Steve Schmidt from the Lincoln Project, I heard, is threatening to run in Utah as a Democrat. He has definitely said he's a registered Democrat now because there's only one party that's for democracy at the moment. So, again, to the Republican friends, reclaim your party. Listen, we have to have two parties. I know it. But we have to have everybody believing on the same page that democracy matters. And with the demographic shifts that are happening in the next 25 years, people have to get on board. You don't have to play this minority rule game. Why not come up with, listen, this is a very unusual suggestion. Work on your imagination and maybe come up with ideas that people can actually enjoy, people would like, people would embrace. How about that? Instead of having to cheat your way into office and cheat your way to retain your office. This is a suggestion from a Democrat. I know I'm not on your side, but come up with ideas. There are, maybe you could come up with good ideas. How about that, rather than just clinging to power? It's just craven, cynical, and ridiculous when you deny reality. That's why I applaud the people like Kinzinger and Cheney and people who are actually saying, if this happened, we have to look into it. We need a commission for January 6th. They're not going to have one. Guess what? You're going to have select committees in Congress like we have with Benghazi. How many hearings do they have on Benghazi? I mean, really, this is going to happen, and the truth is going to come out. The truth is already out. The question is, can we go up the culpability chain and pin it on the you-know-who? That's the question. Think about it. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PubMed chat box. Calm yourself down. Music helps us do that. I agree. It helps soothe you and rev you up at the same time. But also, creativity can do that. Embracing your inner artist and the Inspiration to Action Challenges helps some folks connect and reconnect with their inner artist. We want to give a shout-out today to Nell, Tampa, Florida, who says, thanks so much. You pushed me in the right way at the right time. I'm writing again. We'll keep you posted. Hey, there's a cliffhanger. Short and sweet. I like it, Nell. Please do. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. By the way, you're also giving other folks permission to dive into the creative well. So think about that. And on the other hand, you need a push in the right direction. Let's start that creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is always on me. I'll give you, give me about 2 to 3 weeks to connect, and we will do so. Reach out via the website either way. It's AmyBethArkawy, A-R-K-A-W-Y.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed, or you can just Google us. Hey, while you're there, peruse my stories, Eliza Gordon Mystery. Some other goodies are available. You can also chime in with guest suggestions, big story, forgotten 45 requests. Yeah, we have links to the podcast and social media connections. Some might call it a one-stop shopping deal. At the website, AmyBethArkawy.com. Hey, one thing I know about creativity, it is the real ultimate fountain of youth. Speaking of which, you know who's celebrating a birthday? A guy who's been doing creative stuff and working on music for, decades now. Sir Paul McCartney. Yeah, he's got 79 candles on his cake, believe it or not. And we're so happy that he's finding his way with all those silly love songs for so long and still doing it. I'm Amy Bethurkley. Happy birthday.
Find my way, I know my left from right, because we never close, I'm open day and night. I know my way around, I walk towards the light, I'm open round the clock, I don't get lost at night. left from right, because we never close, I'm open day and night.
Once a night could will they brought her down. But she's still dancing in the night, unafraid of what it do in a town full of heroes and
show, Heroes and Villains from the Beach Boys, and Birthday from the Beatles for, of course, Sir Paul McCartney, and, of course, his own song, Find My Way, from McCartney 3, as he continues to go strong at 79. God bless you, and thank you so much, Sir McCartney, Sir Paul, for your silly love songs and so much more. Decades of entertainment. So many people have been moved and joyously regaled by your talents. Really appreciate it. It is the end of the Beth Berkley Show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on this Friday, June 18th. If you're doing so live, you still have time to chime in via the Facebook page, pop in the chat box, or the phone line, 347-857-4505. Twitter, of course, 24/7, at AB Writes, where Carmen says, thanks for the music, thanks for the commentary, love your show, listening live for a change, usually on podcast. All right, well, we do it. All the shows are archived as such. You can follow the Andy Beth Berkley Show wherever you get your podcast. By the way, we also have select editions on the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, and now also on PodStream. So just so you know. Some sad news to report. We lost a real talent, a comic figure, certainly. Herb Tarlick has left the building. The great comic actor Frank Bonner passed away yesterday at 79. Herb Tarlick, of course, in the classic sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati. He was also in other sitcoms and TV movies and became a director of sitcoms, well-known, in fact. But that immortalized role of the sleazy sales guy, Earl Wilson, who created the show, was at one point a radio sales guy himself, so I don't know if it was him. He was channeling himself into Herb Tarlick, but Frank Bonner, arguably a very fascinating character. We'll always remember him, and those of us who have worked in radio know, we know a few folks who fell into the Herb Tarlick mindset. Anyway, Frank Bonner, thank you for the laughs. They live on and on for sure. So a little radio salute here on the Amy Beth Berkley Show. We never need much of an excuse for that.
If you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of started packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, wow!
What's that?
This is the transmitter from the pirate radio station I had in college. I mean, it was only a couple of watts, but I brought the truth to everyone within three blocks of the west side of campus until the FCC shut me down for telling it like it was and for not having a license.
Up in the big chair, turn up the radio, you're looking good, yeah. Guessing at the snack bar, singing to each other. We know the words from the record back cover. We got Crawdaddy, we know what's going on. Sonny and Cher split, what took them so long? The boys are strutting like a fox lady. So sing it loud in your hairbrush, baby. It's FM radio everywhere I go. FM radio, call of the night. Bought a house for his mother. DJ telling us we're sister and brother. We are the cosmos, we are the glam kids, putting stardust on our eyelids. Night birds calling for a group meditation, sending fatty hurts a positive vibration. FM radio everywhere I go. FM radio all over now. Smoking pot before a wedding. Talking Cold War, rocket launches. I'm talking disco with my orthodontist. Who Frank Zeppelin, the driver Ed Guy. Your Barracuda off the high dive. On a date with a guy from Bandy. Played a trumpet solo, it was Brandy. Every night I do stuff with my hair. Maybe Queenie's a clarinet player. Try to
real. So if you wanna play, follow your glory. And if some guy says, say such a story, take a lesson from the FM, that a new band. It's like a public pool, you decide where to jump in. To feel the sexiness, the passion, and the fusion, and the vision. Remember Bruce Springsteen divorced a model and married a musician.
Costello on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show for Suzanne. Appreciate your kind words via the PopNet chat box. Everybody's so nice today. I love it. FM radio from Dora Williams and the WKRP theme in honor of the late Frank Bonner, who played Herb Tarlick on that classic sitcom. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show coming up, of course, Father's Day this Sunday. And for those of us who lost our dads, it's bittersweet. But I can say that of all the great gifts that I've been given in this life, I got the best was the earliest, great parents. My dad, Norman Arkowitz, was kind, wise, had a quiet sense of humor, instilled in me a great sense of humor and a great sense of values, for sure, and a sense of justice. He also got riled up about politics. Boy, he'd have a lot to say about what's going on, that's for sure. And love the Mets, too, by the way. So if you still have your dad, celebrate with him if you can. If you don't, relish those memories. If you are a dad, keep working hard. I know you'll make mistakes, but you'll get it right if your heart's in the right place. Celebrating all those great dads out there, fathers and daughters and fathers and sons, on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Thank you. every falling star. I believe the light that shines on you will shine on you forever. And though I can't guarantee there's nothing scary hiding under your bed, I'm gonna stand guard like a postcard of a golden retriever and never leave till I leave you with a sweet dream in your head. I'm gonna watch you shine, gonna watch you grow, gonna paint a sign so you'll always know, as long as one and one is two, there could never be a father loved his daughter more than I love you. Trust your intuition, it's just like going fishing. You cast your line and hope you get a bite. But you don't need to waste your time worrying about the marketplace. Try to help the human race struggling to survive the harshest night. I'm gonna watch you shine, gonna watch you grow, gonna paint a sign so you'll always know, as long as one and one is two, could never be a father loved his daughter more than I love you. I'm gonna watch you shine, gonna paint the sign so you'll always know, as long as one and one is two, there could never be a father loved his daughter more than I love
you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. Take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same. Same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way a change, just sit down, take it slowly, you're still young, that's your fault, there's so much you have to go through, find a girl, settle down, if you want, you can marry, look at me, I am old, but I'm happy.
Keeping all the things I knew inside, it's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Fathers and sons, fathers and daughters, with Cat Stevens and Paul Simon, respectively. I'm Amy Beth Orkowitz Show. Father's Day around the corner. If you're celebrating with your dad, enjoy. If you're remembering your dad, savor those memories. If you are a dad, keep working on it. It is the Amy Beth Orkowitz Show. One final time around the social media horn we go before we sash out of here. Eric says, hey, thanks, Amy. Amy B., it's a great show. As usual, very timely. Love the music. Love your attitude. Hey, thank you, Eric. I love people are being so nice and generous today. I love it. Appreciate it. Bonnie says, so excited about Juneteenth, but as you said earlier, voting rights are a big deal. We got to kill that filibuster, do something about it, and where the heck is Chuck Schumer? Yeah, I keep saying that, too. Where is he? Siski says, I just heard that Klobuchar says she's going to work over the weekend with Manchin and Merkley to craft a voting rights bill that all 50 Democrats can agree on and take it from there. By the way, she also calls Republican actions on this pure evil. Think about that. Call your senators. Think about this. You got to side with the party that wants to cling to democracy and push it forward. Let's think about that. Indeed. It is the Amy Beth Orkowitz Show. Thank you so much to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, MLA headquarters for keeping us moving. Always appreciate it. And I appreciate you, of course. Drive safe, play nice, dream big. Come back and see us on the Amy Beth Orkowitz Show. Excited tomorrow is the first official Juneteenth as a national holiday. So let's embrace our history, learn from it, move on, and reach a higher ground. I'm going to leave you with the Blind Boys of Alabama. You know I love you all. Take care.
Yes.